1-2000.
Yeah, I have two numbers on that. You know, that's your number, and then there's 417-866-1222 that points to that number.
866, what was the last four on that, sir?
1222.
1222, okay.
Right.
Okay, sir. As soon as the ticket gets assigned to the technician, I'm going to tech myself, but I don't know who's going to get this ticket. I'll make sure I contact.
Hey, look, my business is shut down because you guys turned off my phone service. Now, I'm not going to wait till something gets assigned. I want this taken care of immediately. You have my business shut down. You understand? Shut down?
I understand, sir.
Now, I believe that this thing's been turned off, you know. And I don't think there's anything wrong with the line. The thing is that it's been turned off, and I want you to turn it back on immediately. Do you understand what I'm saying? Turn it on immediately.
Okay, sir. I understand.
You're a tech, right?
Yes, sir.
So turn it on immediately.
It's not like I have to actually log into that switch out there.
Well, log into the switch and do it.
Well, I need to have time to be able to make sure everything is incorrect and nothing, you know, is out of order as well.
Well, do it now.
Well,
you're a tech.
I'm with you, sir. And if you really want me to look at this trouble, you got to give me some time to make sure I troubleshoot this correctly.
It's just a matter of turning the thing on. Turn it on. Now. You got my business shut down. It's been shut down since Wednesday last week. I've been out of town, and I come back and find my phone is shut off, and my business is down. I am calling you from home. Do you understand what I'm saying? My business is down.
Now, I need to know what number I can reach you at directly. Like I said, I need to look at this trouble. I need to troubleshoot it first. I can't just flip some switch. You know, there's no switch at my desk. I can just flip on. I need to get in there, and I need to make sure everything's working correctly.
My number at home is 417-862-9830.
Okay. I'm sorry, sir. I didn't get your first name. What was your first name?
Mark. M-A-R-C, okay. Last name P-E-R-K-E-L.
Okay.
Now, when are you going to have my phone service turned on?
I can't give you an exact time. I'd be lying if I told you that.
Well,
as soon as I get something, I will definitely call you back.
The person who lied to me before said it would be within an hour, and I would get a call, so.
Well, I don't know who you spoke to last, and I'm sorry somebody told you that.
Well, how long is it going to take you to make this happen?
Well, I'm going to log into the switch now, and I'm going to see where exactly what's going on with this line. If it's something of resetting it, well, then it'll take me no longer than maybe 15 minutes.
Well, we'll just stay on the phone, and you walk through that and tell me what the status of this is.
Okay. Well, let me put you on hold then, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
These guys at MCI don't seem to understand the concept that a person's business is down and they just don't care. This is amazing.
And Milan, Italy, were recently added to our growing international network. And now, we reach almost 70.
Hello, Mark.
Yes.
Hi. Listen, I can't seem to log into that switch remotely. It's going to take me some time before I can get to it. I need to If anything, I might have to call that switch up. If you don't mind, is it okay if I give you a call back? I mean, I'm not the tech assigned to it, but I'll make sure, excuse me, that this gets expedited due to your service being severely affected.
Yeah, I'm down. You've shut down my business.
Okay, is it? I mean, I've got your home number here. I'm going to put it in the ticket as well.
So when can I expect a call back from you?
As soon as I know who's got the ticket assigned, I will make sure they give you a call. As soon as they get it, I'll let them know that they need to give you a call.
Why they? Why not you?
Because, sir, I'm not the tech assigned to this ticket. I'm looking
as
a courtesy just to you.
Can you connect me to the tech that's assigned to this ticket, then?
Well, this ticket was just recently opened. It's not even assigned yet.
So there is no tech assigned to the ticket?
It was opened, you know, a couple, let me see, tickets at most 30 minutes ago.
No, it was an hour ago or so. But that doesn't matter, you see. You know, you're telling me that how long does it take to get a tech assigned to a ticket?
Well, they got to make sure to research everything is correct before it hits the technician's
That wasn't what I asked you. I said how long.
How long what, sir?
How long before I get a tech assigned?
I'm not sure. You know, I don't want to lie to you and tell you it takes
you. You're telling me that you don't even know when a tech's going to be assigned to this ticket and that I have to wait until a tech is assigned. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, sir. Pretty much, yes.
And my business is down, and you can't even tell me when a tech's going to be assigned. My business is down. I mean, this is it. This is the way MCI WorldCom treats business customers. You know, I am down, and you can't even tell me when a tech is going to be assigned to my ticket.
Look, now that this ticket, you know, now that we've got a call on it now, it should be no longer than maybe another 15 minutes before a technician has this in their workload. You know, I've already got my comments in here, so more than likely I'll be the one assigned to it. But I'm not definite on that, sir.
But so you just can't take responsibility and say, I'm going to fix this customer's telephone because his business is down and make this happen. Is that what you're telling me?
Okay, sir, hold on a minute. Okay, I'm going to have somebody assign this to me, okay?
Okay.
Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to have to give you a call back in a couple minutes because I need to work on this. And I mean, unless you want to hold with me, I'm not sure how long it's going to take till I know exactly what's wrong.
I will expect a call within the next 15 minutes.
Okay, like I said, I can give you a call in 15 minutes, but I'm not sure if your trouble's going to be fixed. I told you I couldn't log into the switch, and it's going to take me some time before I can actually get into that local switch, though.
Well, it'd help if I go down and raise hell at the local MCI office here.
I don't know if it would or not, sir. Like I said, I'm going to try to help you out on this problem here.
Okay, understand. My business is down, and it's been down since last Wednesday.
Already that your business is down.
How do I call you back in 15 minutes if I don't hear from you?
Okay, give me a call at my 800 number.
And that is?
800-968-1919.
And your name is Carlos.
Right. My extension is 8245.
8245.
Right.
Okay, Carlos, I expect to hear from you in 15 minutes or I'll be calling you back.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.